So here's main screen, latest call to action.
Ted Sussman is a San Francisco entrepreneur and programmer. He's walking me through his new mobile app, Amplify. It's aimed at progressive activists, and it's designed to make calling local representatives easier and more engaging.
You can cheer each other on. You can see who else is taking action and send them a cheer. So there's sort of a feeling of teamwork in the application. Cheering somebody is just like that, and it sends them a little notification. Yep.
This is the first time Sussman has worked on a political project, and among tech workers, he's not alone.
There's a lot of different groups starting up. This is a set of people who, in many cases, has never been involved in politics at all.
That's Lee Honeywell, a technology fellow at the American Civil Liberties Union. Honeywell says that Silicon Valley engineers are even talking about unionizing, and she credits the current political climate.
For like an engineering employee who's making six-figure salary, gets free lunch, and, you know, has their laundry done for them at work, like, that seems very utopian and idyllic, and like, why would anyone feel like they need to unionize?
Because instead of focusing on securing higher wages or healthcare, Honeywell says this kind of union could try to shape the political policies of the company, making demands to fight against, or at least not cooperate with, the Trump administration.
Prior to November 8th, in the halls of major name-brand tech companies, you would not have heard people having these conversations.
Sussman works full-time on Amplify, and wouldn't be immediately affected by the creation of a tech workers' union. But he plans to continue developing Amplify until it reaches 1 million users. For the Hearst Foundation, I'm Jay McAuliffe.